Okay, today's daf is Chulin Daf Yud Beis. Once again, today's shiur is sponsored by Ilui Nishmas Moshe Yehuda ben Menachem. So your site is tomorrow. I'm not going to be around for Shabbos. Obviously, Sunday I'm not going to be around either. Okay, Mirza Hashem, we'll see. Maybe I'll put up a shiur online on Sunday. Not sure yet. Definitely be back Monday, Mirza Hashem. Okay, so we are up to Chulin Daf Yud Beis. We went through yesterday the entire sugya of Rov, all of the 10 possibilities of how we know Rov, how we know that it has Lina Basaruba. So now we're up to the two dots on, actually before we even get to that, we finished off yesterday with the Tosfos, so we didn't really get through much of the Tosfos. A couple of points I wanted to make from that Tosfos, where one of the possibilities of following Rov was the Gemara suggested that we learn it from if a person... is in the Eid Zomim, where the Pasuk says, Asisin Lokasha Zavim, but how do you know that the guy they testified against wasn't a Trefa? Right? Maybe he was a Trefa. So it must be that we go Basar Rov. So the Gemara had suggested, actually before that even, we said from Horiges HaNefesh, how do you know that when the person murders somebody, that he actually murdered somebody who wasn't a Trefa? And the Gemara had suggested that even if you check, but maybe B'makom Sayif Nekav Hava, maybe there was a hole in the spot where they had killed him. So it's interesting, there is a Gemara Makos that makes the same point, but the Gemara Makos seems to go on the other side. The Gemara Makos in Dav Zayin says, Rabbi Tafra and Rabbi Kiva both said, had we been in the Sanhedrin, no one would have ever gotten killed for murder, because we would have asked the Eidim, did you know if the person was a Trefa or a Shalem, the victim was a Trefa or not? And if you're going to say that he wasn't a Trefa, well, how do you know? Shema B'makom Sayif Nekav Hava. Maybe there was a hole, B'makom Sayif, which implies that that would be enough to get the guy off the hook. And yet over here we say that no, that we're not choshesh that maybe there was a Nekav B'makom Sayif because we follow the Rov. So it seems to be a steer between the two Gemaras, because the Gemara Makos seems to say that it is a legitimate way to get the potential murderer off the hook. So says Tosfos, that Rabbi Akiva is Lishitaso, who says that we're Choshish Lemiyot in Mesechus Bechoros. That if you say Choshin Lemiyot, that we're Choshish Lemiyuta, so then you're going to say that we're still going to be concerned that B'makom Sayif Nekav Hava. So maybe that's Rabbi Akiva Lishitaso. And Rabbi Shimon Liel, who argues on Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Tafrin and that Gemara Makos, and says that no, if you let people off the hook based on that possibility, you're going to be marbe shofchei damim be Yisrael, there are going to be more murderers in Klal Yisrael, it's possible that he also is choshesh lemiut, but he says that it's very dochak to assume that the pasuk's only case of a person is going to be chayav for murder, the pasuk talks about a person being chayav for murder, is a case where you know for sure that that there wasn't a sayif b'makom, there wasn't a nekev b'makom sayif. So that's a very dochak thing to establish the case as a case where you can know for sure that the person wasn't a trefa. So that's where Rabbi Shimon Gamliel will assume that even if they don't know whether there was a neck of makom sayif, there's still going to be chayiv. Now, the Tosos, a little bit further on in Tosos, asks, if you look toward the bottom of Tosos, Hiksh Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Mordechai, Dahachi Alfinu Merotzech Vedim Zobim Dazinim Basaruba Af Bedine Nefashos. Over here we learn from Rotzech, by a case of murder, by a case of Vedim Zobim, apparently we follow Rov even when it comes to Dine Nefashos. And yet, Ubele Nisrafin Amrinan, Niskalin Binisrafin, Yadunu Beskila. Let's say people who are Achayiv Srefa and people who are Achayiv Skila get mixed up with each other. You can't identify who's Chayiv what. You know everybody who's Chayiv Misa. You don't know which Misa. So we say, Yadunu Beskila Hakala. Assuming Skila is more Kal than Srefa, then you'd give everyone Skila. You would give everyone the lesser of the two punishments. It's Machlokas, which is more Kal, but let's assume for a moment that Skila is more Kal. So then you'd give everyone skila. The Gemara says, even though Rov are Nisrafim. Well, if we follow Rov for Dine Nefashos, why won't we go with the Rov? There's a Dine Nefashos issue, which Misa to give them. Go with the Rov and give them the more Chamor Misa. Why would you give them the more Kal Misa? So Rabbi Natam answers, Kivan to be Manav Shochu Nerag, Le'inyan Be'ezo Misa Hu Nerag, Lo Azinan Basaruba. No, that doesn't count as a Dine Nefashos issue, really, because over there you're killing everybody anyway. They're Chayiv Srefa, they're Chayiv Skila, but it's just a matter of which Misa you're going to give them, so then you wouldn't follow Rov. Furthermore, he says, maybe in that situation, since it's kavua, so the halach is that kol kavua kemechzal mechzadami, it's treated like a 50-50. So since it's treated like a 50-50, so that's why it's not an issue of rov. Okay, just on the other issue that from the Gemara Makos, that Dilma B'makom Saif Nekev Hava, so Rabbeinu Tam suggests that even though we aren't choshesh that maybe that happened, maybe what Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Tarfon are saying is that if you ask the question of the Eidim and they mess up in the answer, that's when it's going to get the guy off the hook. But not that you have to ask that question, right? Even though we don't make up that possibility on our own. He says, "Avagavdi lo shaylin on le'edim katlin on le'." If you don't ask the edim, we'll kill the guy anyway, because we're someich on the rove. But hecha de shaylin luhu va'amri delo yadi potter. But if you ask them and they say they don't know, that's worse. We have this concept sometimes that if you don't ask the edim and the edim never actually trip up, they never actually have to say we don't know or contradict each other, then everything's going to be kosher. But once you ask the question and you get them to say we don't know, or you get them to trip up, that's going to be much, much worse. So that's the Yesodos deGetosos on Yud Aleph and Beis. Now let's start the new sugya. Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. So says the Gemara, 2 dots, 4 lines into the page. If you see a person shechting, if you see him from beginning to end, you see him do the shechita from beginning to end, then you're allowed to eat from a shechita. If you don't see the entire act of shechita beginning to end, so then it's aser to eat from the fellow shechita. What's the case? If you know that the guy knows what he's doing, that he's a viable, he's a good shochet, so why do you need to see beginning to end? Why do you need to see the whole shechita? And he's certainly trustworthy. He's an expert. If you know that he's a non-expert, you know that he doesn't know what he's doing, well then pshita, then obviously you need to see the whole thing. How could you not? How could you rely on anything if you know the guy doesn't know what he's doing? So that doesn't make sense. So what's the case exactly? So the Gemara has two possibilities of what the case is talking about, where you need to see beginning to end. So says Gemara, possibility number one, ve'ela delo yada igamir ilo gamir, must be that you don't know anything about the guy. You don't know if he's a reliable shochet or not a reliable shochet. So lema rov mitzuyin esel shchita mumchen hein, why don't we say, but why do you have to see it in that case? Why don't we say that most people who are involved in shechita are presumed to be mumchin, are presumed to be experts? Milo Tanya, after all, don't we have a brisa? Harei shenimtza tarnagolas shechuta b'shuk. If you find a tarnagolas that's shechted in the shuk, oh, sha'amal l'shluchot, say shechot, or you tell your shliach, go shecht me my tarnagolas, v'halachu matzo shachot, and the shliach goes and he finds that the tarnagolas is already shechted, so cheskaso shachot. The chazaka is that it was shechted properly. You don't have to be choshesh that maybe whoever shechted it improperly. So you see, obviously over there, you don't know who shechted it. You're allowed to assume that the shechita was done properly. So in our case, where you know who shechted it, you just don't know if he's reliable or if he's not reliable. So you should assume that if he's doing shechita, he must be reliable. That rov mutzuyin etzel shechita mumchen hein. So that possibility is rejected. The possibility that the case that you need to see mitchili v'atzof, and it's not pashut, is a case where you don't know anything about the guy. It can't be where you don't know anything about the guy, because when you don't know anything about the guy, you should be able to rely on the rov. You should not need to see mitchila v'atzof. What is the second example that this price would give add to the first one? Right, first case is you just find a tarnagol shchuta. Second case is, no, you didn't just find it, your shliach just found it. You sent your shliach and he just found tarnagol shchuta. So Tosus points out, O sharm l'shlucho, me'ikaratana matza tarnagol shchuta b'shuk, di'ikal me'mer ba'aleh shachtua. The first case is you just find a shech the tarnagolas and the shuk could be whoever is the owner of that tarnagolas shechted it. V'hadar amar, da'afilu amar l'shlucho, u'matza ha'shliach she'ishchuta, da'hash you sent your shliach to shecht your chicken, and he went and he found that it was already shechted. Well, it was your chicken. Who had the right to shecht your chicken? Only your shliach, and yet somebody else did it. Still, you have the right to assume that whoever did it was becheskas. He was becheskas that he knew what he was doing, even though he obviously didn't have permission to shech that chicken. So the Rishonim deal with the following question: Why don't you assume that maybe a guy did it? Isn't it possible that a guy did it and therefore the shechita is going to be possible? So it's true. Rova, the Jews that are Matsuyin Eitzel Shechita, are mumchim. But if you mamish have no idea, talk about the case in the Gemara where we started with, where you know who did it, you just don't know if he's an expert in that, fine. So it's a good kasha, we should rely on Rov. But in this Brisa's case, this case that the Brisa gives, where you mamish have no clue who killed it, who shechted the bird, why don't we assume that a guy did it? So the Meiri writes that we're obviously speaking in a case where it's Rov Yisrael, where there's a Rov Yisrael in the city, and he says, Yesh Mefarshim, that it's Kulo Yisrael, and therefore there's no reason to be Choshesh for Shechitas Nachri. That's one approach. The other approach is the Shilta Giborim. Shilta Giborim and Gimel and Beis Midapei Arif writes that you're not Choshesh that a Nachri shechted it, because it's not the derech of a Nachri to do Shechita. He would do Nechira, he would stab the animal, he would shoot the animal in the head. If you see that the animal sliced in just such a way where it was a perfect Shechita cut, it was a kind of Shechita cut, so that's very unusual for a guy to do, and therefore it's a simin that a Jew shechted, and we pass it in by Metziach of Zayin and Beis, that's Simana Madar Raisa. So that's what the Gemara later on, that Tzadi Dalit is going to say, Chitucha Da'akum Meida Yadia, that when a guy cuts, you'll know about it, you'll know the difference between a guy cutting and a Jew cutting. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter, so the Gemara has to suggest another possibility. What's the case where you don't not where you need to see the guy mitchila v'atzov doing the shechita in order to rely on it, and you can't just rely on rov mitzuyin etzel shechita mumchenein? So the Gemara says the case is li'olam di'yada d'lagamim. We're talking about a guy that you know that he doesn't know what he's doing. Aye, but we said that's pashut. Of course, you need to see mitchila v'atzov. What's the chiddush? Now the chiddush is as follows: ukegon deshachet kamon chad simin shapir. The guy shechted right in front of us one of the simanim very well. There are two simanim bebehema that need to be shechted. He did a perfect job on one of them, and then you walked away. Ma'u detema midahai shapir hachnami shapir. So you might have thought, well, if he did the first simin perfectly, he probably got the second simin perfectly also. Meaning he was on his game today. Kamash malan. Hi, Isramu Yisramilei. So it comes to teach us, no, that first simon, he got lucky. Idach, Shemashah, Shemadaras. The second simon, who knows? Maybe he had some sort of psul in the Shechita when he was doing the second simon. It could be that he was Shaha, he was Daras, something like that. The Rosh Yosef is Masupak in the following case. When a person shechted Rov Shnayim Bebehema, Verov Echad Ba'of, which is all you really need. You only need to shecht rov of the simanim. So what if the guy shechted in front of you perfectly, rov shnayim bebehema, but you saw he was continuing anyway? He was continuing with the shechita. Now the halacha is that even after you've shechted rov shnayim, even though that's already good enough and that's kasher, as long as he's still involved in the shechita, it's still considered part of the same act of shechita. So do you say, well, since I saw he did a full act of shechita in a kasher way, it's good enough? Or do you say, no, since he obviously wasn't done and he was still going to continue with the shechita, he may have still done something to mess it up? So that's the suffix that the Rosh Yosef brings up. The Shar Mitzvah Ba'alach over here says, V're'isi b'tshuvas ha'rashba, didavka katani mitchila v'yatsof. That it's a diuk in the Gemara to answer this question. The Gemara says, what did you see? You have to see it mitchila v'yatsof, which implies that you saw the entire thing, that he shechted the entire, even after Rov Simanim. It's not good enough to see only Rov Simanim. Why does the Gemara then give the example where you see one simon? The Gemara should have said a bigger chiddush, that you see that he shechted rov simanim of both simanim, and even that's not good enough. So it could be that one simon is talking about filu shachet chad simon, which in general by an oaf is a sheer shechita. Still, we're choshesh for the sof hashechita. We're still choshesh for the rest of that one simon, for the end of that shechita. Okay, Rav Dimi bar Yosef and Rav Nachman. So Rav Dimi bar Yosef Yosef asked the following shayla from Rav Nachman. I tell my shliach, go and shecht for me. V'halach umato shachot. And he went and he found that it was already shechted. Now, this is different than the exact same lashon we had just a few lines ago. A few lines ago, we quoted a brisa that had this exact same lashon, but v'halach meant that the shliach goes to do his shlichus and he finds that it's already shechted. Over here, that's not what it means. Over here, it means I send the shliach to do the shechita. I never hear back from him. Then I go to check on the chicken that I sent him to shecht, and I find that it's shechted. But I never spoke to the shliach, so I don't know for sure who did the shechita. I just know that I had sent him to do it. So Mao, what's the din? Amrlo cheskaso shachet. So the chazaka is that it's shechted properly. Similarly, I tell my shliach, go and take truma for me. And then when I go and I find that my produce has truma taken from it already, so my, what's the din? We do not assume that the truma was taken from it. So a big difference between the shechita and the truma. I find it shachut, so I could assume shechita was done properly. I find it tarum, the produce has truma taken from it. I cannot assume that the truma was taken properly. So manufshach, frankly, well, wait a second. If you generally have a chazaka that when you send a shliach he's going to do his job, so then by truma also you should assume that he did his job. And if there is no such chazaka that a shliach also shlichuso, then even by shechita we shouldn't assume that he did his shlichus. So it should all depend on chazaka shliach also shlichuso. Now Chassam Sofer raises, well, there's a fundamental chiluk between truma and shechita that the Gemara doesn't think about. Let's read the end of the story first. So Amalei lechitechal ala kura demilcha. He said it's an expression, lechitechal ala kura demilcha, meaning when you measure for me a quart of salt, so to pay me for giving you an answer, I'll give you an answer to that question. So it was just an expression that Rashi says a milsa de b'dichusa b'alma, just a way of saying, you owe me one for giving you that answer, even though he didn't yet give the answer. Here's the answer. Really, we do not have a chazaka that a shliach did a shlichus, and therefore we have no idea if the shliach that you sent to shecht actually did the shechita. But u'shechita inami, even if you're going to say that he didn't do a shlichus, inami inish achrina shama va'azal v'shachad, even if someone else overheard you appointing this guy to do the shlichus, and someone else went and shechted himself, but still, it's okay because Rav Mitzvah Yitzchak Shechita Mumchenhein. Because most of the people that are that are involved in Shechita are Mumchen anyway. So even if it wasn't your authorized Shliach who did the Shechita, so someone else did it, but you have the right to assume they did it properly. But Truma, when it comes to Truma, Dilma in Shachrin Neshama Va'azal Tarum. Maybe we're afraid that it wasn't the Shliach that did it. We don't have a Chazaka Shliach Osu Shlichus. So someone else might have overheard that you wanted it done and went and did it. And Havalei Tarum Shalomidas. And if someone else did it without your authorization, that person was considered a Tarim Shalomi Das. A Tarim Shalomi Das ain't Shumas or Truma. Now, Allah is if you're Tarim without the Das of the Baal HaBayis, the Truma is an invalid Truma. So the Shechita that's done without your permission is still going to be a Kashra Shechita. And not only Kashra Shechita, we assume Rav Mitzvah Netzach Shechita Mumchenein, the guy that did it knew what he was doing. But when it comes to Truma, Truma Shalomi Das, where someone just takes it upon themselves to become your Shliach without being appointed as your Shliach, so that's not going to be valid truma is truma shlomidas. Rashi points out, what's the issue of truma shlomidas? Torim shlomidas ain't a truma. The shlichus to truma migam atem israbi. Atem gam atem l'rabo shluchachem. We learn shlichus from truma from a riboy in the pasuk where it says gam atem. Gam atem comes to include even your shliach. Umina, so we darshan from there as well. Ma atem l'daitchem, af shluchachem l'daitchem. Just like when you give truma, it's with your own das. So too, when you have a shliach go and give truma, it has to be l'daitchem. It has to be with your das. So that's how the Gemara answers the difference between truma and shechita. Frekt Chassam Sofer in his Chidushim on Shas. Isn't there another chiluk? By shechita, granted, the behemah is becheskas that it's not zvucha when it's alive, but you come and you find it with a slice on its neck. So that's a raya brura that it was shechted. No, you find it so you don't know if the guy was daras or shahar or whatever, but there's a very strong indication that it was shechted. As opposed to by truma, the kri is becheskas tevel, right? All your produce is becheskas tevel. So what happens? You came and you found that there's a little bit less than you. That's called that you found that it's matzah tarum. that he found truma was given? You know what I would say if I came home and I found that my supplies of various things were diminished? I would say I was robbed. What do you mean, b'cheskas tarum? Maybe someone just stole from you. Big difference between the two cases. So the Rosh Yosef says it must be that you came back and you found that you were missing exactly 2% of your produce. That your silver was all there, your gold was all there, your money was all there. But your produce, exactly 2% was missing. Well, that's like finding the animal with the slice in the neck. That doesn't sound like you were robbed. That makes it sound like someone gave truma from your produce. Or maybe you didn't know exactly how much was in your how much produce you had beforehand, and you don't find something missing. You find roughly 2% sitting in a pile next to the rest of it, near the rest of it, but separate from it. So someone obviously took away some grain from the rest of the grain and set it aside. Well, that makes it look like someone was mafresh truma. Not that they gave truma, instead of the mitzvah of nesinus truma lekohen, but at least that they were mafresh the truma. So maybe that's how you get around the chasam sofer's kasha, right? We've discussed in the past many times the chiddush of the Noda Behuda, which is really the chiddush of the Tosas Rid, that truma has two mitzvahs. That is the mitzvah of being mafresh the truma in order to be matrid from the Yisrael Tevel. That's chita achas potaris kol pri. Even if you take just a single stalk, that would exempt it. Then there's the mitzvah of nesina lekohen, of giving the truma to a kohen, that you need a proper shir, kedei nesina, respectable amount. This chazaka that is shliach chosar shlichuso, or the lack of this chazaka shliach chosar shlichuso, the Sharim Tzem Ba'alacha calls him a sefer Shari Torah, that truma b'zman hazaz midrabanan. So what did the Gemara say? Really, chazaka ain't shliach chosar shlichuso. We don't have a chazaka that shliach did his shlichus, even by truma. But wait a second, Truma's man says Rabbanan. The Rambam paskins out in Hilchos Truma's Perek Aleph Halacha Vav. Rav Nachman himself in Maseches Erev and Daf Lamed Beis writes that by a din Rabbanan we assume Chazaka Shliach Osu Shlichuso. So why by Truma would we say that it's not a Chayin Chazaka Shliach Osu Shlichuso? So the Shari Torah answers that Rav Nachman holds like Rabbi Yochanan in Maseches Yevamos that Truma b'zman hazeh d'oraisa. Maybe you have to say he doesn't paskin like the Rambam, or you could say that you don't even need to say that. Even if you hold Truma b'zman hazeh Rabbanan, perhaps when it comes to things that are ikar min haTorah, where it's based on a din d'oraisa, it's not just a pure takana midrabanan. Maybe on such items we would treat it like a d'oraisa in regards to shlichus. The other issue about the assumption that someone maybe went and took truma for you or went and did the shechita for you. So we said if someone went and did the shechita for you without permission, fine, it's good. If someone went and did the truma for you without permission, it's not good. So it's mashma from here that even though you want the truma taken for you because the guy overheard you telling a shliach, please take my truma for me. So you're megala das that you wanted it. Since you didn't make this guy your shliach, therefore it's no good. So says the truma sadeshin simen kuf peiches. That's only over here because the das bala bayis is dafka that a shliach should be toreim, because the shliach knows how much truma the guy's going to want to give. Truma is a negotiable kind of thing. It could be ayin bainness is 2%, but ayin ra'ah you can give 1/60th. Ayin yafa you could be ayin tova you can give 1/40th. So it's you maybe make a shliach based on the fact that he knows your level of stinginess. He knows what you're going to want to give for truma, what you won't want to give for truma, and that's why only the shliach is authorized. No one else is going to be authorized. But let's say it's not truma. Let's say it's something that has a set shear. Let's say we're dealing with challah b'zman hazeh, where challah b'zman hazeh, since it doesn't go to a kohen anyway, everyone takes off a kezayis of challah and they burn it, and no one's makbid about more or less. There is no more, there is no less. Everyone just takes off a kezayis and they burn the challah. So the Truma Sadashan says if a woman needed dough and she goes outside before she was mafresh challah and the dough is continuing to be mischamet, so the mishareses, the maid, is allowed to be mafresh challah without the reshus of the balabasta, because you could assume that it's a zchusula, zachon adam shalom b'fanav, and sometimes she'll give you a reshus to be mafresh, but even if she doesn't, you have the right to assume that she wants to do it, because truma is different. Truma is different than challah. That's what the Truma Sadashan says, and the Ramah paskins that way in Yoredeya Simin Shin Chav Ches. The question that the Yachronim deal with, the Shach and the Taz over there, would Ramah have been matir even if there wasn't a chashash that the dough would get ruined if you're not mafresh the challah and throw it in the oven right away? That was the case of the Truma Sadashan, where you see that it's Neschamet, where it's going to turn bad unless you take off the challah and put it in the oven to bake it already. However, the Ketzos shows from a Rashba in the Darim, Daflam, Vavim, Beis, that shlichus does not work midin nichalei. That just knowing that the person would want it is not enough to make you a shliach. Rather, ma atem ledaitchem af shlichachem ledaitchem. It's the Gemara, it's the drasha that Rashi quoted, that you need das for the shlichus. And plus he says, by chalas chutz la'aretz, you don't need to be mafresh chala. What are you worried, that the dough is going to turn bad? So bake it and be mafresh chala afterwards. Why do you have to be mafresh chala before you bake it? Granted, that's ideal. But you're still allowed to be mafresh chala. You just put a big towel over all the baked chalas to be mitzarif them, or put them all in the same basket, and then you're mafresh chala, so it wouldn't be the end of the world. So that's why the Ketzos, in Simin Reish Mem Gimel, Sifkat L'Ches, disagrees with this shita, the Trumas Tadeshan, that's quoted by the Rambam. Okay, Vaitu in the Gemara. Lema Rav Matzui Netzal Shkita Mumchen and Tanayim. Maybe this issue of whether Rav Matzui Netzal Shkita Mumchen or not is actually subject of Machlokas Tanayim. Detanya, because we have a Braisa, HaReisha Avdilo, Gediyah V'Tarnagol V'Alech Matzan Shkutim. If let's say a person lost his Gediyah, Tarnagolas, and then he found that it was Shechtin, Tosfos points out, not only Avdu, even if Nignavu, even if it was stolen from you, and you found out that it was Shechted, still there's a possibility to assume that the Shechita was a valid Shechita. It's going to be Machlokas Tanaim, but there's reason to assume that it's a valid Shechita. If it was stolen from you, it probably wasn't stolen from the biggest tzaddik in the world, because big tzaddikim generally don't steal. So Tosfos says, yeah, but just because someone is Chashud al Gneva doesn't necessarily mean that he's going to be Chashud on Shechita also. That's what Tosfos writes. The Yerayim disagrees with Tosfos. So the Shach in Yerdeh, Simbe Sivkat Yilchas, says that if someone is Muchsak Lignov, he's a Mumer L'dav Rechad, and he's not Nemen Al Shechita. Tosa says that if it was stolen from you, you don't know who stole it. It could have been stolen by someone who just had a quick taiva to steal something, so he stole something. So such a person you could still trust on Shechita. But if a guy steals for a living, a guy is always a Ganav, so such a person, says the Shach, you're not allowed to trust for Shechita. Now in Rav Shlomo Kluger, it's Chuvus Tuv Tam Vidas, Madura Gimel Simen Lamed Gimel, and Simon Memalev, he writes, even though Chashal Geneva is not Chashal Shechita, that's in the times of Tosfos. But nowadays, most of the people who are Chashal Geneva are Chashal on everything. You can't trust them for anything. I don't know, is that so Pashut? We know of a lot of people that are more than Chashal Geneva that have been convicted on Geneva and are still Makbid on Glad Kasher. They're still absolutely Makbid, that they're with a Chasidish Shechita and everything. They're Makbid on everything. So it probably depends on the generation. It probably depends on what kind of stealing the person does. Maybe if it's more the white collar kind or the blue collar kind, I don't know. But you have to follow. But what you see from Rishon Kluger is you have to follow. It's not Tos isn't making a statement that this is always the halacha. He's saying that was the metzias. You have to look. You have to observe what the metzias is in each and every generation. So anyway, so back to the brisa. Again, this brisa we're going to try to prove from this brisa that whether Rov Metzui Netzel Shechita Mumchen Hein or not is Machlokas Tanayim. So the brisa says you lost your animals and then you go and you find them and they're shchutim. Rabbi Yehuda Oser, Rabbi Yehuda says no good. Rabbi Chanina ben Osher, Rabbi Yosef Glili matter. Rabbi Chanina ben Osher, Rabbi Yosef Glili says that it is good. Amr Rabbi Nirin Dvarim Shal Rabbi Yehuda Shematzan Ba'ashba. When Rabbi Yehuda says it's no good, that makes sense if you find it in the ashba. You found discarded bodies of the animals because obviously they'd be discarded if they weren't shechted properly. So that's where Rabbi Yehuda would be right. But Rabbi Chanin and Rosh Rabbi Yosef Glili would be right that they are good when you find them in the bias. So my lab b'hakamifli, aren't they arguing about this? Just the general machlokas, can you assume they're good? Can you not assume they're good? Aren't they arguing about this exact issue, whether Rav Metzui Netzel Shechita are mumchanein or not? So you see very clearly it's machlokas tanayim. So I'm Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, lo. Nachman Yitzchak says that is not the machlokas. Tikuli amar Rav Metzui Netzel Shechita mumchanein. Everyone agrees that Rav Metzui Netzel Shechita are really mumchin. Ube bayis dukele amal pligi deshari. And if you find it in the bayis, then everyone's going to agree that it's mutter. Meaning there's no machlokas in the bayis. Ube ashpa shabashuk dukele amal pligi deyasir. When you find it in the ashpa shabashuk, in the ashpa out in the street, in the market, in the town square, then everyone's going to agree that it's also, there's not even going to be machlokas over there. Ki pligi, when is the whole machlokas tonight between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Chanina and Rosh Rabbi Yosef Glili? It's only if you find it ba ashpa shabashuk. shebabayis. Mar savar other masal latin unveil sabash b'shebabayis. Umar savar another masal latin unveil sabash b'shebabayis. The whole machlokas is whether a person would throw a nevela in the ashpa shebabayis or would not throw a nevela in the ashpa shebabayis. That's it. Why wouldn't you throw a nevela b'ashpa shebabayis? Because, you know, sometimes things are so smelly and can get so offensive, the odor can be so offensive, that you don't want it around your house. You'll throw it in the public garbage dump, but you're not going to be interested in keeping it around your house. So a nevela is just such a thing. So maybe people are makbid not to throw away a nevela ba'ashpa shabbayis, and maybe that's a raya that it's not really a nevela, and that it could still be used for meat, to eat from it, and that it's a proper shechita. Now, the din of ashpa, when do you have a, is there such a, what defines something as an ashpa? So there are other halachas where the exact definition of ashpa is important. The Bach in Yerdei Simen Aleph points out that there's a Rashbam on the side of the Gemara in Babasu Dafayin Ches Amar Aleph that says that an ashpa, now Babasu Dafayin Ches is about you sell something. I sell you my house, what's included in the sale? Am I including the garbage dump in the back? Am I including the pathway to the house? Am I including all the, you know, the different parts? So the ashpa is discussed in the Gemara over there, and the Rashbam says ashpa by definition is a place that's gimel o amok gimel. It's a makom gimel o amok gimel that has to be three tefachim deep, where you put all the manure of the behemos in that place, because any less than gimel tefachim deep, dors malei rabim, people are going to walk by and they're going to walk right on it, so that would not be an ideal place to keep all the manure. So that's the that's why it's got to be dafka three tefachim deep. So according to that, l'chora, says the Bach, over here also, what does it mean? If you find a nevela in the ashpa, when do we consider it an ashpa? Only if it's three tefachim deep. It's not based on function and what you see. It has to have the technical din of ashpa. So says the Taz, Sifkat Nir Aleph, says that's ridiculous. And Simen Aleph, says that's ridiculous. Why would you need the technical din of ashpa? Bishlomo, when you're selling a house, I understand what defines something as an ashpa to be included in the sale or not may have certain specifications and measurements. But over here we're dealing with whether it's discarded or not. So as long as he's using it as an ashpa, we have to sit there with a measuring stick, see if it's three tefachim deep. If this is being used as an ashpa, maybe it's an ashpa. So the Taz, not unusual, disagrees with his father-in-law. He disagrees with the Bach. He doesn't think that that you would have to follow the technical dinim of an ashpa when it comes to this halacha. Okay, Amar Ma. So we had said previously that Amar Rabbi Niran Div Rabbi Yehuda Shematzim Ba'ashpa, that Rabbi Yehuda is more correct in a case where you find it in the ashpa. So my ashpa, what's the case of the ashpa where he thinks Rabbi Yehuda is more correct that it's going to be a problem? If we're talking about an ashpa shabashuk, well, we just frame the machlokas in such a way where they only argue about an ashpa shabbayis. And an ashpa shabashuk, everyone agrees that it's going to be ashpa. So don't tell me I paskin like Rabbi Yehuda in an ashpa shabashuk. You know, it's not paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yosef Glili also paskins like Rabbi Yehuda in an ashpa shabashuk. So what does that mean? A lav pshita b'ashpa shabbayis. So when you say you're paskining like Rabbi Yehuda, you must be talking about an ashpa shabbayis. But aim a sefer. But then the sefer goes on to say, v'divrei Rabbi Chanina ben Rosh Rabbi Yosef Glili shebetzan b'bayis. So Rabbi Chanina ben Rosh Rabbi Yosef Glili, I paskin like him when you find it in the bayis. So my bayis, what does it mean when you find it in the bayis? Ilem bayis mamish. If you find it mamish in the bayis, hamar t'kli amal pli yidishari. That's not a paskin. Everyone agreed in that case that it's mutter. So what do you mean? You paskin Rabbi Chanina Shel B'Yosef Glili in that case. So elupshita ba'ashpa shabbayis. So you know what ba'bayis must mean? Must mean ba'ashpa shabbayis. But now you have a problem, because now your statement reads, I paskin like Rabbi Yehuda the ashpa shabbayis, and I paskin like Rabbi Chanina ben Rosh Shel B'Yosef Glili ba'ashpa shabbayis. And that's a stira, because they argue on each other. So kasha to Rabbi and the Rabbi. So then it's a stira in Rabbi's very statement. So it says Gemara, now hachi kamar. This is what it means to say, Nirin divrei Rabbi Yehuda li Rabbi Chanina ben Rosh Shel B'Yosef Glili ba'ashpa shabashuk. In a case of ashpa, meaning not the ashpa shabbayis, an ashpa shabashuk, not that I passing like Rabbi Yehuda, but that everybody passing like Rabbi Yehuda, even his bar plukta, even Rabbi Chanina ben Rosh Shel B'Yosef Glili, who argues with Rabbi Yehuda, will be moda ba'ashpa shabashuk that you've got problems, that behema cannot be trusted. You cannot assume that there was a valid shkita on that behema. Sharf Rabbi Chanina ben Rosh Shel B'Yosef Glili lo nechlekalav el ba'ashpa shabbayis, because even Rabbi Chanina ben Rosh Shel B'Yosef Glili, who disagrees, only disagrees in ashpa shabbayis, al ba'ashpa shabashuk modile, but an ashpa shabashuk, it's he's moda to him. And then you would say the other way around, and that we paskin like Rabbi Chanina ben Rosh Shel B'Yosef Glili if you find it b'bayis, meaning even Rabbi Yehuda would paskin that way ba'ashpa shabbayis. That's the way you would read through the Gemara. Fine, period. Chutz mecheresh od v'katan shem mikalkul eshkatazan. Totally new discussion now. The Mishnah had finished off that that a shechita v'cheresh od v'katan, you're not allowed to trust because maybe they messed up the shechita. So, but what does it say? Future tense. Shema yikalkulu eshkatazan. Doesn't say shema kilkulu, that after they shechted, you're not allowed to eat from it. So the Gemara is medayik. Whoa, shema yikalkulu eshkatazan. Shema kilkulu lo katani, ela shema yikalkulu. So Amarava, Zosomer, Sein Moslem Chulu L'Chadchila. The fact that it speaks in future tense is a raya that you're not allowed to give them Chulin L'Chadchila to Shecht. That they cannot be trusted with Chulin to Shecht, because that's why it says, don't give it to them because they will mess it up. And it's Baltashas to give them such an animal that they're going to that they're going to Shecht. The Rav Soloveitchik in the Shirei Arav discusses this issue. What is the issur of giving them Chulin L'Chadchila to Shecht? So, if you recall, we discussed a while back in the very first simon in Shulchan Aruch, Machlokas, whether you're allowed to give lechatchila to someone who's not a mumcha. Can you rely on Rav Mitzvah as a shechita mumchen? Hey, not only b'dievet after the person is already shechted, but lechatchila just give him an animal to shecht. So the Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Gaonim that it's mutter to give lechatchila to anybody to shecht, and you can assume he'll probably do a good job. Watch to make sure, but you can assume he'll probably do a good job. You don't have to worry that he's going to ruin your animal, but you have to check after the shechita if the guy's around, if he actually knew what he was doing. You're allowed to rely lechatchila, but afterwards you should check on him. The Rama says, "V'yeshomrim she'en l'smach al chazaka ela b'di'evin." No, only b'di'evin. It's already shechted, then you can rely on the chazaka. But if it's not yet shechted, you can't rely on the chazaka. Avul chachila ein dismach al chazaka b'makom yichol levaro. You can't rely on the chazaka if you're able to be mivaro. So the Tazan, Sifkat and Gimel, and the Grun, Sifkat and Hay, says that the Ramaz machmir like the sheet of the Arzuru and the Bali Iter, that lechachili you can't just give to anybody to shecht, but if it's shechted, you don't need to check up on him, you can assume that Rov Mitzvah Netzel Shechita Mumchen Hayin. So lechora, that sheet is very difficult to understand, because if you're somech on the Rov, whenever it's even though it's Efshel Levarer, if you're going to be somech afterwards, you're not going to have to check up on him according to the Ramaz. You're somech on the fact that Rov Mitzvah Netzel Shechita, you're somech on the Rov, even though it's Efshel Levarer. And that's why if you're not so mich on the rove, when it's Efshel Levarer, and that's why you're not allowed to give him the animal first to Shecht, then why are you so mich on the rove afterwards when it's Efshel Levarer? What's the difference between before and afterwards? So says Rav Soloveitchik in Shirei Arav, page Ches, Vanir Bezeh. Really, when you have a rove, you do not need to be mivarer. Av hechad efshar, even when it's possible to be mivarer. A rove is good, you don't have to clarify anything. That's a takana de rabbanah that you don't give shechita shulin to just anybody. That a shochet really needs to have a certain maila. Remember, we discussed the possibility that a shochet is a minoy, it's a certain srara. So the shochet needs a certain maila that you're not allowed to just give to anybody shech, not because the shechita is going to be bad, but there's such a takana de rabbanah. And don't give it to just anybody to shecht. And he says it's muchach that way from chulin yud beis amud beis. Cherishot v'katan. What does it say? Ain mosun lahen chulin l'charchila. Even if there are people omid al gabehem, and there's nothing to be choshish for, and if anything goes wrong, you're not going to eat it, you'll sell it to a guy. The ikur kpeda is on the mesira of the animal to the cherishot v'katan. It's not on the shechita itself. So it sounds like the shochet needs a certain ma'ilam yuchedes in order to serve as a proper shochet. So and that's where the minute comes from. The Rama says that a person does not shecht unless he has a kabbalah mechacham. Unless we have a shchita smicha called kabbalah. A person can't shecht without kabbalah. Once he has a kabbalah, he can go and shecht. Where does that come from? Because the shochet needs a certain ma'ilam before you could be moser lechatchila, didn't the mesira lechatchila to give a guy the right to shecht an animal. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter now. So v'kulan shecht v'achir ronos and shechitas and ksheira. Anyone who shecht, if other people watch them, their shechita is going to be kosher. I mean, v'chir shot v'katan, if they shecht and they were being observed and you saw that the shechita went okay, so then the shechita is going to be a valid shechita. So matan v'lobin kavan l'shechita. Who's this shita that holds that you don't need kavana for shechita? Because the chair shot of a katan can't have kavana. They just want to cut. They don't have das to be mechavin for shechita. And yet we say that it's going to be kasher. And that's going on the chair shot of a katan when we say that that's going even on the chair shot of a katan case that it's going to be kasher. In fact, Rashi, wait a second. If you recall, we had like two dafim about this, about what Vikulan Sheshachtu is talking about. Right? Remember the Gemara had asked, wait a second, we said, HaKol Shechtin, V'Shechtasan K'sherach, Chos Mecher Shot V'Katan. First we said, everyone that shechts is good, and then we said, Vikulan Sheshachtu, V'Achim Ronos and Shechitasan K'shera. That B'Dieved, if you have V'Achim Ronos, then it's good. So we asked the Stira, what do you mean? We said everyone can shecht even L'Chadchila. Then we say only B'Dieved. So the Gemara had suggested six different explanations of what Vikulan Sheshachtu was talking about on Daf Beis and Daf Gimel. And if you recall, each explanation started with, it's not talking about Chayr Shot of a Katan. Vikulan Sheshachtu Ksher is Chayr Shot of a Katan. Because if it were, it should say Ve'im Shachtu. The topic was already on Chayr Shot of a Katan. It shouldn't say Vikulan. It should say Ve'im Ibayaleh. There's a good chazara of the first couple of dapim. We had it over and over again that if it was really talking about Chayr Shot of a Katan, it should have said Ve'im, not Vikulan. So says Rashi, now the Gemara just says matter of factly, yeah, Vikulan Sheshachtu is talking about even the Chayr Shot of a Katan, and that's why we see that you don't even need Das to Shecht. Huh? What are you talking about? V'azbarchin v'resh pirkin i'i neyma achir shot v'katan alo ka'i v'im shachto mi ba'ilei hachi parchinan i'i neyma achir shot v'katan lichudei ka'i. Says Rashi, unbelievable, that whole two dapim Gemara wasn't suggesting that it's not talking about achir shot v'katan. It was suggesting it's not talking exclusively about achir shot v'katan. If it was exclusively about achir shot v'katan, it should have said v'im shachtu. But certainly achir shot v'katan are included in the phrase v'im shachtu shchitas v'ksheira, so much so that we could even be medayek that you don't need das for the shchita. Okay, so says the Gemara. So who's the shita that holds you don't need das for the shchita? Amarav Rabbi Nassan. It's the shita of Rabbi Nassan. The Tanya Oshi is Yirud Min Chaviraya Zorik Sakl Nata Bekosel V'Alch V'Shacht L'Gedarka. Rabbi Nassan Machshir V'Chom Postel. Let's say you're playing darts with knives. You're throwing knives against the wall, and it happens to be someone's holding a chicken out just right before the dartboard, and the knife goes and slits the chicken's neck as you throw it against the wall. So is that a valid shchita? So it shechted the simanim exactly the right spot, it got deep enough, it did everything right. Is that a valid shechita? So Rabbi Nassan says, yeah. The Chum say no. So you see that that's a machlokes, whether you need kavana or not. So who tani lav, who amula, halach Rabbi Nassan. And we said, we paskin like Rabbi Nassan. I frek the Gemara, but in Hilchos Shechita, it can't be a valid Shechita. V'abinu moluch u'mevi. In order to shecht properly, you need a double motion. You need to go forward and then pull back again with the knife. If you're just throwing knives like darts at the wall, so the knives are only going in one direction when it goes over the animal's neck. So says the Gemara, unbelievable. Shaholcho ba kedarka. No, it bounced off the wall and then came back in the other direction. Oh. And so it was moluch u'mevi. So says Rashi, wait a second. There's such an easier way to answer this question. The halacha is you need molech u'mevi when the knife is only as thick as the animal's, is only as long as the animal's neck is thick. But if you have a knife that's twice as long as the animal's neck is thick, you don't need to be molech u'mevi. The reason you need to be molech u'mevi is because we don't want teresa. We don't want you to push down on the knife. We don't want the pressure of pushing down on the knife to be what kills the animal. So we want it to be a nice, easy slicing motion. If you have a giant knife and a chicken, you don't need to be molech u'mevi. Just go, you know, slowly across. And it will be enough of a, you're not going to need drisa. That's the halacha. If the knife is twice as wide as the animal's neck, you don't need to be molech u'mevi. Couldn't we have just said that you were using a very wide knife? So says Rashi, for some reason, for some reason, we wanted to say, even if you're throwing little knives, perhaps because those are the kinds of knives people throw against walls, I don't know, I'm not sure, but for a chicken, it doesn't need to be very wide in order to be wider than the animal's neck. The important tosis over here that discusses whether, in fact, Chayr Shot V'Katan are B'nai Kavana, when there are other people, Omer Al Gabeim. There's a Gemara Masechus Gittin that says, a Mishnah that says, everyone can write a get, even a Chayr Shot V'Katan. The Gemara asks, aye, but they're not B'nai Dayan, and who, how can they write a get? So the Gemara says, oh, Gadol Omer Al Gabeim. That makes them B'nai Kavana, that makes them able to write a get. So Frektosos, over here we're saying, even if you're Omer Al Gabeim, their Shechita is no good. So what do you mean, Gadol Omer Al Gabeim? So the Gemara is suggesting that the Shechita is good, but that's only because you don't need Kavana for the shechita. So what do you mean when a gadol omer al gabal by a get, where you do need kavanah, counts that they have kavanah? How can we be medayek that you don't need kavanah from the shechita, from the fact that we're allowing a shechita scher shon v'katan? Maybe you do need kavanah, and like the Gemara in Gittin says, when there's gadol omer al gabayim, that gives them kavanah. That's enough for kavanah. So it says Tosos Yeshlomer begadol omer al gabal v'hainu shemalamdin osam masirim osam lasos l'shma. By the get, it's gadol omer al gabal is giving very careful instructions the whole time to the cher shon v'katan to do l'shma. But over here, Achirim Romosa doesn't mean that anyone's giving instructions. They're just watching them. So when is Gadol Omer Agabav work to serve as Kavana? When the Gadol's actually involved. When the Gadol's just watching, that doesn't substitute for Kavana. Then he discusses from Chalitza, very important Tosfos in terms of Das and Kavana of a Katan. But we're out of time, so we'll stop there. Have a good Shabbos, everybody.